Independent MP Zoe Daniel has called for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to do more to address the crisis in Myanmar. Myanmar's military chief Min Aung Hlaing is not attending this year's summit, but other Myanmar officials will be in attendance. More than 4,600 civilians have died since the army seized power from Myanmar's elected government in 2021. SBS chief political correspondent Anna Henderson spoke with the member for Goldstein about the issue.
Zoe Daniel, you've consistently raised concerns about Australia's position on human rights in Myanmar and whether more needs to be done. This appears to many people who are on the pro-democracy side of this movement a golden opportunity for Australia to lead the way. What would you like to see happen during the ASEAN meetings in Melbourne?
Look, I think there needs to be an honest conversation about what's happening in Myanmar. The subtle pressure, the efforts to coddle the junta into stopping bombing its own civilians have not worked. Australia has been stepping forward quite slowly on sanctions, and I understand that there are reasons for that. But at the end of the day, you have a military junta that is bombing its own civilians in indiscriminate airstrikes. There is money coming into the country through state-run organisations that is funding jet fuel, fueling Russian jets to bomb civilians. And this is happening in the middle of our own region. We need to have eyes on this. This needs to be a much higher profile issue than it is. And really, I do think that the Australian government needs to be exerting a lot more pressure on ASEAN to actually recognise what's going on and to pressure the junta to fall into line.
And for those Australians who may not have the visibility that you've had on this issue over many years, what is it that you're most concerned about in the way that the coup took place and the way that the military junta is operating?
Look, when I was covering Myanmar back in the early 2010s, it was an optimistic time. The country had opened up for the first time in 4+ decades. They held democratic elections and it finally looked like there was going to be some freedom for the Myanmar people. Since the coup, things have just disintegrated to create an even worse situation than before. You now have 4 million people displaced inside and outside the country. You have food shortages and malnutrition. You have inflation in the hundreds of percent. You have a collapsed currency. You have collapsed foreign investment. You have collapsed exports. And you have civilians who are living in fear of their own government. And you also, in effect, have two systems of control operating, one in the major cities being controlled by the junta, and then a third of the country in control of rebel ethnic groups. The situation is simply untenable.
There is, of course, a reticence amongst the ASEAN leaders to interfere in the affairs of member countries, while, of course, there is the five-point plan and the attempts that ASEAN is making on that front. Analysts have been looking at this conference and suggesting that where these ASEAN leaders land on the question of Myanmar is going to be a critical test of the effectiveness of this grouping. What do you think of that analysis, and what do you think is the kind of action that would actually affect change here?
Look, I think arguably one reason, for example, for not really tightening the screws on sanctions from an Australian perspective is concern about the impact on civilians. The obvious sort of thesis being that if you collapse the economy, that makes it even more difficult for actual people. But I think you have to balance that against the fact that the junta at the moment is indiscriminately bombing those people. So I think the economy is the avenue to change. I think the ASEAN nations not only agree with that, but they also need the Myanmar economy to recover because it's a failed state sitting in the middle of their region. So my argument would be tighten the sanctions, stop the money flowing through the state organisations to fund a war, and you then force the Myanmar government to the table to actually address the human rights issues and to try to somewhat normalise the situation. But I really want to say clearly that normalisation should not involve, for example, just creating a humanitarian corridor and then giving the Myanmar government access through ethnic and rebel-held areas, because that may make the situation worse by giving the junta free rein to access areas where people are enjoying some degree of freedom in areas that are rebel-controlled.
And just finally, in terms of the track record of ASEAN in this area, do you hold out much hope that it will be effective?
I would like to think that it would be effective. I think, though, that you have variability in the kinds of governments that exist in the ASEAN bloc currently, and that is a barrier to progress because, to be perfectly frank, some of those governments are more hardline than others. So to achieve a democratic solution that might be palatable to us in Australia will be difficult for some of those governments. But at the end of the day, I simply want to see safety and security for the people of Myanmar, who are currently looking to the sky every time they hear a jet, thinking that schools, markets and civilian residential areas are going to be bombed by their own government. This cannot continue.
Can I just briefly just get your view on whether there would have been any sense or any potential benefit in actually having representatives of the junta participate in ASEAN and potentially hear some of those concerns firsthand?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. Obviously, the concern from the activist community and the pro-democracy community is that by having the junta present, you validate them. I somewhat agree with that. At the same time, having them in a room where you can actually have the conversation, I think, would be very valuable. So it's not happening here. Let's make it happen elsewhere. The other thing I would add is this issue of enforced conscription that I think is bringing the situation to a head in Myanmar. The junta suddenly announced that it wants to increase the number of soldiers in its military by 50 to 100,000. That's leading to widespread panic. And I am mystified as to the lack of attention on this in Australia. You have thousands of young people queuing up trying to get visas to leave Myanmar to the extent that people are getting killed in stampedes because they're so frightened of being conscripted. The fact that we hear nothing about this, that this is sort of happening in a black hole in the middle of Southeast Asia and we take no notice of it, is extremely concerning, particularly when you consider that it's Russia supplying jets to the Myanmar military. And the Myanmar military is supplying munitions to Russia to use in Ukraine. If nothing else, we're allowing some bad actors to get a foothold in the region and we are simply letting it happen.
That was Independent MP Zoe Daniel speaking with Anna Henderson about ASEAN's role in addressing the crisis in Myanmar. Rania Yalop, SBS News.